Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Through the course of the summer and fall, you've probably picked your own berries, cherries, apples, pumpkins. But what about spuds? Oh, it's a thing. Here to explain is Melissa Passanen. She writes for the Savivore section of the Burlington Free Press. Melissa, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
So great to be here as always, Rick.
Spuds, where and when does pick-your-own-potatoes happen?
So, I had been following this for years. It is happening in one weekend day in late September. It's in Chappelle's Potato Farm in Williamstown, and you have to join their email list. So we'll post that on the VPR website.
All right, perfect. And how long has it been happening? What goes on there?
The farmers, Bob and Barb Chappelle, have been growing potatoes, raising them since 1982. And in 1982, they were in West Corinth. They had bought a small hill farm. And actually, Bob was a teacher. But some neighbors said to them, you know, the folks who lived here before grew potatoes. You should try that. So they thought, okay, we'll try some potatoes. And Bob absolutely fell in love with growing potatoes, and so he became a full-time potato farmer with the support of Barb. And now their two sons, who both have other careers, help out for Pick Your Own Potato Day, as do their wives, and then the grandkids are running around. And it's they've grown to harvest over 1.5 million pounds of potatoes every year, many of which are sold as seed potatoes to small farmers and market gardeners around the Northeast. But they do sell a lot of potatoes also to retailers like Hannaford's, where you can find them if you weren't lucky enough to be at Pick Your Own Potato Day. And it's really fun, and they're sold by the pound, and it's just like a big celebration and potato picking day.
Well, you were at Pick Your Own Potato Day this year for the first time. Was it what you expected?
Well, it kind of was, and then it kind of wasn't. It was a beautiful day in late September, a weekend day, and I kind of figured everybody would be there, and you're supposed to bring your own bags and buckets. And so people had a huge variety of, you know, big crates and radio flyer wagons and everything from garbage bags to feed sacks that they were filling. And I've just figured people would be sort of down on their hands and knees digging through the piles of potatoes that the potato digger, which is attached to the tractor that Bob drives, was picking up, pulling up, I guess, out of the ground, right? But what I didn't realize is that people actually were lining up along each row as he pulled the tractor through. And I thought, well, that's weird. There's lots of other potatoes sort of lying behind them on the previous rows. But I did not realize that people are very particular about the size of potato. Most people were really there for sort of the biggest potatoes that were coming up. There were other people collecting. Like there was one woman, I was so impressed. She had six different buckets sorted by size. So she had her big bakers, and then she had one that was all kind of longer potatoes, and those were her French fry potatoes, and then small that were boiling. But yeah, so it was kind of cool. It was like this, you know, everyone would stand as the potato digger went by and it would churn up the potatoes and then they'd grab the biggest one. So it was kind of a organized, sequential picking than I anticipated.
It's a science.
Yes.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is Melissa Passanen of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing Pick Your Own Potatoes. Melissa, tell us about some of the people you met there.
There were a number of first-timers, and then there were also a lot of people who've been coming for years, and that was pretty cool. So there was a couple, the Marolis of Northfield. They started coming in 1988 when their daughters, who are now grown, were four. They had twin daughters, and they remembered that the potatoes back then were 8 cents a pound. Today, they're 35 cents a pound. And then there was an awesome family, the Goldstein-Purdue family, 11 of them in the family, and they've been coming for 7 or 8 years. Sherry Goldstein told me, she's the mom, that they get all of the potatoes for a whole year's worth of feeding the 11 of them. And she had three of her sons with her. And Ross, the 7-year-old, was so cute. When they were standing in line waiting to be weighed out, I asked them each how many they thought they'd picked. And he said, 600 million. And he sort of wasn't that far off, since it ended up being 600 pounds. But that's a lot of potatoes.
That is.
And then there was this awesome guy, Ralph Whipple, who was 79. He was from North Chelsea. And he was picking 20 pounds just for himself. else. But he talked a lot about why he thought these were the best potatoes ever. And the potatoes people were picking was a variety called Ariba, which is an all-purpose potato. It works equally well, I have learned, for both potato salad and for something like the beautiful au gratin scallop potatoes that I brought for Rick to try today.
May I right now?
Yes.
All right.
Ralph was so funny. He said he likes his mashed with cream cheese, sour cream, butter, and half and half, but no cheddar. But I put cheddar in those, Rick. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Nice and cheesy.
Yeah.
Just the way I like them.
They're good and starchy, so they work for that, but they also work really well for a potato salad. So I think they really qualify as the best all-purpose potato.
Was there any food to be eaten during this Tuberfest?
Oh, well, yes, of course. So several years ago, Dave Chappelle, he's one of the sons of Barb and Bob, his wife, Anna Cortez, started making freshly fried French fries. So literally 200 pounds of the freshest potatoes. Mm. They cut them right there in one of those cool devices where they get all the French fries from one potato through a presser. And then she was frying them right there, so they were really good. And then there were hot dogs and hamburgers, but pretty much you're there for the fries.
Now, I'm going to imagine there are still some potatoes left in the field after everyone's been out there picking. So what happens afterwards?
Well, actually, during the pick your own, there are a group of local kids. I chatted with a few of them. So there were 9 and 13-year-old brothers, Trenton and Charles Champney, and they live in Chelsea, and then also Amanda LaSalle of Williamstown. And they were really looking so happy to be doing this, which is pretty hard work. But I think they were really proud that they were earning money and lugging these big things of potatoes. And so that was kind of a little nice added bonus, knowing that these kids were kind of getting to learn how to do some good work and earn, as Amanda said, earn your own money.
Oh, I love it. Melissa Pasadin writes for the Savervor section of the Burlington Free Press. Melissa, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
My pleasure, Rick.